Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. It is, Wednesday, the Proof of Life, Wednesday the 26th of January 2022. I am your conservative warrior, Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, Wayne Allen Root, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, home of zero state income tax, zero business tax, zero capital gains tax, zero inheritance tax, and the ninth lowest property taxes in America. I call it heaven. Las Vegas, Nevada, and spread all over these great United States, broadcast by USA Radio Network. And we'll have lots of announcements to make coming soon about many other ways you can listen to this show, both streamed live and after the fact, 24 hours a day, on demand. And we'll also have ways for you to watch this show on TV. We'll have those announcements in the coming days. Lots going on. Your favorite guy, Wayne Allen Root, is a hot property right now, and we're trying to negotiate the best deals possible in the quickest time possible. Lots of things going on. Good stuff. So some of the biggest news stories in America I want to get to right away. Can't start the day without mentioning Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has announced his retirement before the midterms. Democrats rushing to name a liberal Supreme Court justice before they get destroyed in the midterms. He's one of three remaining liberal justices, and his decision to retire after more than 27 years on the bench allows President Joe Biden to appoint a successor who could serve for decades and in the short term at least maintain the current 6-3 split between conservative and liberal justices, although I love when I read things like that. I'm parroting what you read in all the media. Oh, that means we get to keep at least the 6-3 split. It's not a 6-3 split. All the people on the Republican side, for the most part, are moderate rhinos. They don't believe in anything you and I do. And then you've got one of them, Justice Roberts, who is just completely either bribed or blackmailed or just a secret, liberal from the very beginning since appointment by George W. Bush as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He's awful. You got one awful guy, so that really makes it 5-4. And then two of the five are wiggly squiggly. At least two of the five. So we really have nothing approaching a 6-3 lead. Nothing approaching. But it's going to give them a chance to name some radical liberal loser. Because remember, the conservative justices are fair and moderate and balanced. Like Fox News, right? Fair and balanced. That means you're stupid. MSNBC isn't fair and balanced. CNN isn't fair and balanced. PBS isn't fair and balanced. ABC, NBC, CBS aren't fair and balanced. So if you're fair and balanced, you're just stupid. Because no one's fair and balanced on the other side. They're insane liberal wackadoos. Nut jobs. Radical traitors and haters of America. And they malign and they denigrate and they slander everything Republican and conservative and patriotic you possibly can. 24-7, 365. Well, you're trying to be fair and balanced and moderate. So we've got six people that are fair and balanced and moderate. One who's basically a Democrat in Republican robes, Justice John Roberts, and the rest fair and balanced. Oh, so nice. Bunch of rhinos. So none of them rule the way we want them to rule. But now you're going to have officially three dedicated liberals. Liberals never are fair and balanced. They rule liberal commie every time. They never vote with conservatives, ever. They're not fair and balanced. Before I get on with all the big news stories today, I want to mention Vince, a fan and listener to this show every day. sends me notes now and then, and he sent me one today. He said, how are you, Wayne? I'm sure this picture will please you. And he said that, you know, with tongue in cheek. Taken an hour ago at Albertsons. So this is an Albertsons in Las Vegas. And I put it up on all my social media. It is a photo of empty shelves. Completely empty shelves. And I responded to him and said, where is this Albertsons? He said, Charleston and Town Center. I go there all the time. But it's not just the one shelf I sent you. Some of the frozen food areas empty or half empty. Didn't have time to look around, but many shelves empty. Please, 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 Wayne, run for governor. Well, I'm not running for governor, Vince. There's like 20 candidates for governor, and they can have it in a state where I think it's rigged and every election is stolen. Don't even know if it's possible to overcome the rig. I know if you had a candidate like Wayne Root, you might be able to overcome the rig, but it'd mean I'd have to retire from radio and TV, and I've got a publicly traded company, and believe me when I tell you, nobody is going to allow me to just give up all my properties and run for office. Because it screws them over, and I got contracts with all of them. So at the moment, I can't run for office. Sometime 2 or 3 or 4 years from now, we'll see. But for the moment, I am radio talk show host Wayne Root, and hopefully soon to be TV talk show host Wayne Alla Root, and best-selling author Wayne Alla Root, and nationally syndicated newspaper columnist Wayne Alla Root. But I'm not, and I'm CEO Wayne Alla Root. I'm not running for governor of the state of Nevada. But just think about it. Bare shelves. Who would have ever imagined bare shelves at supermarkets? The only time you've ever seen bare shelves in my lifetime in supermarkets is communist countries. And I keep saying it's a communist takeover of the United States, and Joe Biden is a brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia, and the people behind him are communists. George Soros, Barack Obama, and the Chinese Communist Party are behind this man. And I'm telling you, that's why we have shelves that look like a communist country. Because communists are in charge. This country is owned by China now. And they're creating the same thing in our country they've always had in every communist country, bare shelves. Because communism doesn't work. There's your proof. It's a communist country. Do you ever think you'd see bare shelves in the United States of America? Let alone Las Vegas. And by the way, Vegas is a very hot town. You know? Vegas, is, and I don't mean the heat as in, you know, summer in Vegas in the desert. I mean, we are the hottest town in America. They just reported, other than Phoenix, Phoenix, I believe, was number one in America in the last year for real estate gains. Vegas was number two, I believe, and dramatically higher than the average, you know, home increase, property increase in America was Vegas. So we're a very hot, the average house went up 25% last year. So Vegas is the hot town in America, and yet we have empty shelves, which tells you there are empty shelves in every single town in America. And it's only going to get worse. Get ready. Get ready. It's only going to get worse. This is the new America. A Texas teen charged with murdering a 60-year-old girlfriend by shooting her 22 times is out on bail. Frank De Leon, 17, accused of killing Diamond Alvarez, 16, on January 11th. January 11th. Today is January 26th. That was just 2 weeks ago. He murdered this poor 16-year-old girl, and he's out on bail. I'm sure it wasn't even big bail. Crazy. Crazy. This is what's going on in America. I told you, I don't remember which city I saw. I vaguely think it was Atlanta, Georgia. But some guy set his girlfriend on fire. He beat the crap out of her, poured gasoline on her, and set her on fire. Oh, it was Detroit. Okay, it was Detroit. Because I saw another horrible story about Atlanta. That's what it was. I saw a story about Atlanta where some tourist was visiting Atlanta, and they were in, I believe, their hotel room, but maybe it was in their office, you know, staying at a, they worked for some corporation, and they were at the Atlanta corporate office, but they were a tourist from outside the United States, at very far away, like Russia or China, and they came to Atlanta just a couple days ago, and some random murderer, gangbanger, shooting at other gangbangers, and the bullet went through, like, you know, trees, bushes, into the building, through the window, through a door, through another door, and then into his head and killed him. That's how you get killed in America. Sitting in your office or sitting in your hotel room, and a gangbanger shoots you a half mile away. So that was the story I remember from Atlanta. And then this story is from Detroit. Guy beat the crap out of his girlfriend, set her on fire. He gets out on bail. He set his girlfriend on fire. He gets out on bail. This guy shot his girlfriend 22 times. He's out on bail. America today. America today. It's sick. And a little bit of good news, because I can't just give you bad news, right? I've got to lift you up. Spotify. Remember I told you the story last few days? That Neil Young, I said he was a famous hippie, dippy, marijuana-smoking 1960s reject with Birkenstocks and flower power buttons on his vest, his jeans vest. Guy's living in another era. Neil Young demanded that Spotify get rid of Joe Rogan's podcast. It was either get rid of Rogan or get rid of me. I'm leaving. So Spotify just showed the door to Neil Young. He penned an open letter to his management and record label asking that his music be pulled from Spotify if they won't stop hosting Rogan's podcast because Rogan is spreading fake information about vaccines, same exact stuff I talk about, potentially causing death to those who believe the disinformation being spread by them. I want you to let Spotify know immediately, today. Capitalized. I want all my music off their platform. They could have Joe Rogan or Neil Young, but not both. Well, Spotify's made their choice, according to a report from the Wall Street Journal. It's good news. He's gone. The formal request to remove the music was made Wednesday and could take several hours to take effect across Spotify's service across the world, Spotify says. So, goodbye, Neil Young. Liberals have no idea how stupid they are.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I was just talking about Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World, probably his best song ever. I love that song. One of my favorite songs of all time. Not because of the words. He's got some liberal words in there, among other great words. But it's just the beat is so cool. Rockin' in the free world. Well, guess what, Neil Young? It is a free world, and you're free to go broke. You're free to go F yourself. You're free to lose your entire fan following. You're free to no longer be on Spotify. You're free to no longer make a nickel. That's what's so great about capitalism. That's what's so great about freedom. You're free to have a conniption fit and ruin your career. And you just did, you knucklehead. Oh, God. Neil Young, what a moron. Joe Rogan's doing a great job, Neil Young, a moron. Joe Rogan is a good example of a lifelong Democrat, a socialist, a guy who said as recently as Trump's first election that he supports Bernie Sanders. So Joe Rogan's a socialist. But he's seen the light, and he sounds more and more like Wayne Root every day. And that's what happens when you suddenly see the light. People are starting to get it. Some of my friends, people I never expected, Jewish Democrats from Los Angeles, are starting to sound like raving Republicans. They've all had it with masks. They've had it with vaccines. They could see the vaccine doesn't work. They could see that everybody with the vaccine is sick. And they could see the crime all over L.A. and the shoplifting and the homeless people. And they see it doesn't work anymore. Towns led by Democrats don't work anymore. So people are waking up. Speaking of violence and crime all over the streets, the sponsor of this segment of my show is Hero 2020. Violence, personal attacks spiking across America. You and your family could be walking or driving into a dangerous, life-threatening situation right now. And I want to ask you, what would you do? What would you do if your car was attacked, if you were attacked in a road rage situation or carjacked, if your family was at home and you had a home invasion robbery? How would you protect your family from harm? What would you do? I want to introduce you to my friends at Hero2020.com, a company that's passionate about protecting families and saving lives. Heroes found a solution, non-lethal, award-winning self-defense products. These are super powerful pepper-based guns and concealed weapons that are on steroids, no kidding, designed to stop the bad guys in their tracks. When it comes to recommending companies and their products, I like to do my research, and Hero is a smart choice for your home, office, or car. I really like this product and the people who created Hero2020.com. Go to Hero2020.com, use the coupon code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root for a very special discount. Hero2020 WAR for a special discount. Hero2020. Protect yourself. Got a great email from James. James is a fan of the show, and I'm sure he knows that just about 2 months ago, I wrote the column, Get Ready for President Hillary Clinton. I said somehow, some way, they're going to replace Kamala with Hillary, and then Biden's going to step aside or drop dead, or they'll make him step aside and blame ill health and dementia. And next thing you know, it's Hillary installed as president of the United States. And everybody said, this guy's crazy. Wayne Root's crazy. That can't happen. That'll never happen. All you morons out there, not just liberals. A lot of conservatives said, Wayne Root, he always makes things up. Really. He's a conspiracy theorist. Except everything I say comes true. Everything. James McCarthy says, hello, Wayne. Hope you're doing well. Here's a three-step plan to get rid of Kamala, to save face and bring in Hillary. Step one, nominate Kamala. Kamala for the Supreme Court Justice. Step two, make Hillary Clinton VP. Step three, Biden steps down. Hillary's president. And if there's a war, Hillary prevents the midterm elections and rigs all future elections. Who knows? We'll see. I don't know how much of that's going to come true or not. But I said they're going to find a way to get rid of Kamala, whether they make her step down, bribe her, send her off into the pasture with tons of money and a house in, Bora Bora, or whether she becomes Supreme Court Justice. But they're never going to let her be president. And they're going to replace her with Hillary. I said that. And then Hillary becomes president and Biden's forced to step down. And you got Hillary's president, I told you. And this is not just James, my fan, saying it. This is in the media day and night all over America. Everyone in the media is talking about Hillary making this big comeback. So who called it first? Wayne Allyn Root. And then I've got another friend, Jim, who's a doctor at MD. And he sent this out to his entire mailing list. War is on fire. The only place you hear about this stuff is war. Wayne Allyn Root. I couldn't even find it on Google. I had to go to DuckDuckGo to find it after first hearing it from War. Do not miss War's opening from yesterday. Wayne's on fire. The only person in the national media where you hear truthful information. Share Wayne's show with your family and friends. Ask them to give it 5 minutes of their time. We have to get the truth out, and War is the only person brave enough to speak the truth.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says he'll be glad to talk about the pending retirement of Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, but not yet.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The liberal Breyer has been on the high court since 1994. He's expected to officially step down after the Supreme Court finishes its term in the early summer. The U.S. and its allies are offering Russia a clear diplomatic path forward on Ukraine if Moscow chooses to accept it. That's according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. He says Russia must first de-escalate tensions along its border with Ukraine. Russia has been gathering troops and military equipment on the border for weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great...
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Yeah, the emails have been flying in today. This one coming from Bobby Den. And then Sleepy Joe steps down. Voila. And that was what I predicted months ago on this show and in written form and commentaries that that were published all over the United States, as all my commentaries are in my nationally syndicated newspaper column, was Hillary will be the next president of the United States. I said they're going to find a way to get rid of Kamala, and they'll name Hillary VP, and then Hillary becomes president instantly when Joe Biden steps down, forced to step down, or dies. Or becomes, unable to perform as President of the United States, which is basically where he is right now. The sponsor of this segment, how did I know? I don't have a crystal ball. The sponsor of this show is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate to reduce hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. He's a board-certified physician in New York and Florida. He's provided counsel to the White House governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, which gives you vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. I call them the big four. In my opinion, the four most important vitamins in the world. And I've been taking them for 40 years, so I never get sick. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using vitamins instead of drugs, all built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients you'll ever find. Go to rootforamerica.com. It's where you find it. Rootforamerica.com, my website. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Right near the top, you'll see a big giant Z for Z-Stack, for Zelenko. Click on the Z for Zelenko's Z-Stack, and you're on your way to boosting your immune system. All right, we've got our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is president of the London Center for Policy Research, and it's always great to have him on. We're talking about Ukraine. Needed to get an expert on, and we've got one. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, I mean, I am great. You know, everyone always asks me, how are you? I don't mean on the radio. I mean, everywhere I go, hey, how are you today? And I always go, if America was as good as me, things would be great. But unfortunately, America's lousy. I'm great. America, I've never seen a country so screwed up in my life. You know, just today, Tony, one of my fans, like 2 hours ago, sent me an email with a picture attached, and it's a picture of completely empty shelves in a supermarket. And I said, where are you? And they said, Vegas, you know, where I live. I said, where? And they told me in Summerlin, a beautiful upscale area near Charleston and Town Center, very upscale. And I said, where? They said, Albertsons. There's nothing on the shelves. And it's only going to get worse. This is the beginning of the nightmare. The real supply chain problem hasn't even started yet because we just banned all the unvaccinated truckers from coming from Canada. That's going to make things 30% worse. So did you ever imagine America's supermarket shelves would look like Cuba or Venezuela or the Soviet Union?
No, I really couldn't, and I am appalled that we've allowed this to happen. I mean, our political choices, not us. I mean, Wayne, I know what our choices have been.
Yeah, not you and me. Not you.
It's not us, but the larger population have made huge mistakes. And I saw this article, I think it was out today, that I think 48% of the population believes Joe Biden lied to get elected. Duh. I mean, Biden has lied his entire life, and what he's doing, I don't believe, Wayne, for a minute. This is because of incompetence. This is planned. You would not have things this far off the rails if he was simply making mistakes, because he would be trying to correct the errors and make things better. Instead, it seems like they double and triple down every chance they get to make things worse. And it is simply, in my judgment, an attempt to ruin the fabric of our economy for purposes of upending our republic. And it's a very, very dangerous time.
And you got to trust me. It's not Biden. It has nothing to do with Biden. Biden's a zombie puppet. It's Obama. And he's taking orders from George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party. I said this from the day of the inauguration on. We just elected Obama as president, and he's the order taker for George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party. And they're going to try and destroy this country and make China the number one power in the world. And it's happening right in front of our eyes. All of it is happening. Right? You have any doubt?
Valerie Jarrett's in the White House, and Jen Psaki even said the other day, made the mistake of admitting that she's working for Obama. You know, so it's it's very clear what's going on.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, and this is a planned attack on the United States, and I was there to witness the plan. Obama was my college classmate. Did you and I ever discuss that on the air? That I went to Columbia University. Class of '83, Columbia has been in the news for years and years. I mean, since Obama started running for president in 2007-08, I started talking about this because I was running for vice president of the United States on the Libertarian ticket against Obama on the Democrat ticket, and we both graduated on the same day in the same college, and it had never happened before. So I've given media interviews about this hundreds of times. We learned a program called Cloward Piven on how you destroy the United States of America at Columbia. And this is Cloward Piven unfolding right before our eyes. That's what this is. It's an incredible situation. All right, so let's ask you about Ukraine, because that's the one thing that I really am not an expert in any way, shape, or form, is foreign affairs, and I need experts like you to educate me. My gut instinct, Tony Schaefer, is that when I went to high school, I went to an all black high school. I was one of the few white people in the whole school, and I got beat up all the time, and I thought I was going to die a couple times, and I almost did die once when a kid pulled a machete on me and tried to cut my head off. Literally, that's my upbringing. But I learned how to fight. An Italian kid taught me how to fight really good over the course of a summer, and I came back, and the first three kids who taunted me and tried to fight me and beat me up and intimidate me and steal my lunch money, I knocked all three unconscious. One of them, I knocked all his teeth out. And after that, nobody's ever touched me the rest of my life. So to me, I'm not a military guy. I was never in the military. I'm just a gut instinct guy. It reminds me of high school. This guy, Trump, was a tough guy, so nobody tried to make a move on the United States. Nobody threatened Wayne Root once he learned how to fight. With Trump in charge, nobody threatened Trump's America. But when a weak guy took over Biden, the whole world is trying to take advantage and also test him to see what they can get away with. That's why we've got this Ukraine situation. Am I on the general area of correctness?
Yeah, your instincts are completely correct. Vladimir Putin is a bully, like you just described, except he's on the international stage. And what was interesting, Wayne, is that obviously in 2014, Putin took Crimea. He just took it. And, of course, Obama let it happen. There was no real response. And now, all these years later, you have the same crew. Think about this. The same people who brought you that debacle are now back in charge. And Ned Price, the Department of State spokesman, was asked about this by a reporter. And the reporter said, what's different? You guys failed last time. You're going to fail this time. Oh, no, it's going to be different. Wait, it's not going to be different. And that's what we see playing out. When Trump was in, Trump was unpredictable. He clearly had deviated from the plan. There's a lot of process. This may get me in trouble. I don't see a lot of difference between President Bush 43 and Obama and Clinton. I think they had the same kind of global view of things. And so they act in a certain way. Trump didn't do that. Trump brought in folks from the outside. You know, I advised his campaign. I advised his advisors. I used to meet with Mike Pompeo every 6 months when he was director of CIA. Trump accepted people from the outside. And unfortunately, he was fighting constantly the efforts of some of the career bureaucrats and other quote-unquote experts. And you saw this in the impeachment. All the impeachment over Ukraine, as you recall, was all the corporatists, all the infrastructure and bureaucrats going back at him. Some of those are now back involved in what we're seeing here. And so Biden, I know he's only a puppet, but everything he's doing, the people behind the scenes are only making things worse. Every time they kowtow, everything they do, the happy talk, They're playing Putin's game. Putin is laughing at these guys, and Putin is going to win no matter what. It's a lose-lose for the Biden administration no matter what at this point, and it's because they have not stood up and done things. And again, don't take my words. I'm not a neocon. I don't believe we should be sending troops into Ukraine. It's not our job. With that said, there's other things we could and should have done besides allowing Russia to open up new gas pipelines to Europe last year, which, you know, Biden allowed to happen. So it's very clear that Biden or whoever's handling him are completely out to lunch on how to deal with Putin.
So how would you deal with Putin and Ukraine? What would you do, Lieutenant Colonel Tom Schaefer?
So first off, I would not be playing Putin's game. Don't play his game. You're not going to win. He's going to do everything he can to gain advantage, which he can. Play your game. There are things, Wayne, we could be doing to improve our work. Two things. First, if you really want to deter Putin, do things to deter him. Ukraine, if that was the goal, Ukraine should have been brought into NATO a year ago. There's something called the Budapest Memorandum on Security Assistance Assurances, which Clinton, President Clinton, signed us up to in 94. This is the crux of the chaos, because it's not really an agreement. It's not really a treaty. It's an assurance. And basically that assurance said that if you, Ukraine, give up your nuclear weapons back to the Russians, we, the international community that included Russia, United States, Kingdom.
Hey, Tony, I'm just jumping in because the music's on and we're rushing to a break. We'll finish up on the other side of the break, okay? Can you hang in there with me for about a five-minute break? We'll be right back. We're retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, President of the London Center for Policy Research, with Wayne Allyn. The Root's on fire.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help. And we can't let that continue. J.P. Kathy Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I'm laughing because, I've been on off mic with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaffer, and we were talking about, vitamin stores. There's one in Alexandria, Virginia. He's gone to many times, health food stores. And I, for years grew up in New York and went to all these stores, went to one in Katona, New York. I think it's called Katona Natural Market. Everybody in there was hippy, dippy, yippy, and they wore Birkenstocks, and they had beards, and, they talked about how government was terrible, and they took vitamins, they didn't want to go near hospitals or doctors, and now, all of a sudden, all those same, and they took vitamins all day, and that's why they didn't get sick. Vitamins work. And all these same people have abandoned everything they ever believed of in their life. It's the religious cult of the, Branch Covidians. These people are insane. Or Scientology, it's vaccinology. And they just live and die with the vaccine. And these are the people you'd expect to have been the most anti-vaccine. And by the way, Tony, they would have been anti-vaccine if Trump was president. If he'd been reelected, it would be the liberals refusing to take the vaccine.
No, it's all political. That's all it is, and it's insane political, too. So
right, it's not political on my side. In other words, they could accuse me of being political because I'm anti-vaccine. First of all, it has nothing to do with politics. I don't even know what politics has to do with it. It's anyone with common sense could see the vaccine is killing people. As a matter of fact, you're the perfect guy to ask this question of. Did you see the story that came out yesterday that they leaked out the numbers from the United States military and all the young people in the military are sick from the vaccine and dying? Did you see the numbers?
Yes, I did. Look, I've got first experience with that. My son is a first responder, works in Arlington, healthy as a horse, took a vaccine. Next thing you know, he's got mono. Who gets mono these days?
Right, right.
Next thing you know, he's sick. He's down like multiple times with things I've never heard of. So to me, it's kind of like, all right, I'm watching this. And it's like, there's no reason I'm ever going to take any vaccine if that's the results. And I think, Wayne, we all know this to be true, but they're sitting on this. They're trying to hide the fact that this thing just destroys your immune system. It does everything opposite. And while you might get a short term, like 1 or 2 week burst of immunity, it basically runs you down. It destroys your ability to regenerate. It's dangerous. And I don't understand how the medical community is not in full revolt at this point.
There's so much misinformation. That's why it's ironic that a Neil Young, you know, the hippy-dippy Neil Young would say misinformation. Somebody just sent me an email today, and they said, I didn't even know until I read the article, Wayne, that there were 270 doctors who sent a letter to Joe Rogan saying stop spreading misinformation, and Neil Young quoted from that letter. And I told my fan, I said, and my fan's name is Dave from Pennsylvania, I said, Dave, that's not true. They weren't 270 doctors. They were like 20 doctors, and the other 250 are PhD college professors who have never in their lives practiced medicine. It's the biggest lie ever told. There are doctors saying that Joe Rogan's wrong. They're liberal communist college professors who know nothing about medicine. That's what's going on in our country today. Big scam. Big scam.
It happens in an environment. We should have a thing about environment. I've got a degree in environmental studies. Wayne, we are not in an environmental crisis. All the environmental movement is a way of siphoning off government resources to pay businesses who then fund the Democrat Party. It's all a complete scam.
So I got to assume Big Pharma, that's making tens of billions of billions, hundreds of billions, is now going to give tens of billions in contributions to Democrat politicians.
Of course.
That's what this is all about, right?
Yep.
Terrible. All right, look, in the time we have left, and it goes so fast, I think we have like 3 minutes left at the most. So just in this 3 minutes, it's yours. What would you do if Tony Schaefer's president of the United States, what do you tell Ukraine to get them to knock this off?
Well, you're not going to – Ukraine may be beyond saving. What you got to do is play your own game. First, accept the fact that going back to the czars, that back to the pre-20th century, the Russians have always wanted the zone of security. That's how they operate. You can't change culture. Since Alexander III, that's what they've had. So you got to accept that. You got to deal with the fact they're going to act like that. What you need to do then is strengthen what you have. Strengthen NATO, reinvent it. Focus it on counterterrorism. Build up that alliance so there's something there, something that's strong to counter any additional aggression from Putin, and work with them. For goodness sake, if they're going to have a zone of protection, work with them to establish it so they quit being paranoid. Don't feed the paranoia, but don't for a minute show weakness. And then go right back at Putin. Remind him that, okay, you do this. These are the actual consequences, and these are going to be what we do. Right now, all this soft talk, or we may do this, we may do that, Wayne, it encourages him. It doesn't do anything to dissuade him. So at this point, you got to rebuild NATO in a way that's proactive, that's something that matches the 21st century. By the way, NATO couldn't do anything militarily right now if they wanted to. Germany wouldn't play. Germany's depending on Putin and Russia for all of its winter energy needs. They just shut down 3 nuclear reactors. They are over the barrel.
And by the way, we allowed Russia to build that that pipeline that Germany's going to use and Europe's going to use, but we can't have pipelines in America from Canada. We're not allowed to have pipelines. We shut down our own pipelines, but we let them say theirs. And did you hear that comment by, I don't know, was the Secretary of State or one of the assistants, but, you know, why should we care about Ukraine? Why should we send our boys and girls to die? Well, because it's their sovereignty and we got to protect their border. Who's protecting our border? Who's protecting our sovereignty? This is crazy. Tony, we got to run. Tony Schaefer, retired Lieutenant Colonel, President of the London Center for Policy Research. Always enjoy your insights. God bless, Tony. Thank you.
Hey, God bless, Wayne. Thanks.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, War.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.